I have been asked, sometimes as little as days before a wedding, about prenuptial agreements. Prenuptial agreements are agreements that divide the assets of spouses before they get married and sometimes make provision about how assets will be held during marriage and how debts will be incurred. Sometimes the frantic call comes into me saying, well, wait a minute, I'm getting married just later this week. Can you please do a prenup for me so we can divide things up and so I'm protected? Well, it's not a great idea to do it a week beforehand. It's something that takes some time, but it's something that the parties to the marriage need to think about. It's not the 1950s anymore. It's not a situation where the future husband says, sign this document, we're going to be married in a few days, sign away, honey, thank you very much. Now the law doesn't read that way. The way the law reads is there has to be a disclosure. So you have to disclose your assets, you have to disclose your debts, you have to disclose how you want those things handled. You want to make clear how things are going to go once you're married as well. Are accounts going to be separate? Is there going to be a combined account? We also, when writing prenuptial agreements, we include provisions that say that the parties can have a joint account while also having separate accounts. There are provisions in prenups that cover situations like business sales, how interests in business are going to be held, how things will be passed for children from a first marriage or second marriage. All these things are very important to handle, and they become even more complicated when business interests are involved, but they're crucial often to allowing businesses to continue after an unfortunate divorce.